Hardboard Sports Betting Show on Pat McAfee Corporate Thunderdome. I am Tony.
At a baby Tony.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's the Canadian Station Beer Wonder Wide.
Today, Tony.
Today to use. I am Brucey Bruce.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Brucey Bruce.
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 No.
Bruce.
Bruce isn't with us. Look at him. Fucking cut, Bruce. To the court camera. Look at him. He can stand out here and mock us outside of his window, but.
Doing nothing.
Brucey Bruce.
What's going on, dude?
Wait, Mike, four. Like Mike wasn't on because there's nowhere to run the board.
You just roll out
Mike
of bed?
Four.
Christ.
Yeah, no shit. It's Mike number four. You should be back here. Where are you?
I got to go to a meeting thing downtown.
Okay, go.
All right.
Go.
See you,
Bruce. Go. Good luck.
Get
back to bed.
We don't love you anymore. Get.
Go on.
Fucking Croatia loses and guy quits the show.
Damn shame.
Damn shame. Otter, how are we?
Hey, we are doing really good, Tony. We're pulling a little bit of double duty back here, but you know what? It's a tight space, and
you're the guy for the job.
Let's go.
Yeah. You're the fucking guy for the job, Mitt.
You fucking got it, Mitt.
Yeah, let's go.
Here we go.
How'd things go last night, boys?
Ooh, hockey was good. College basketball was, I mean, UMBC's up 3, 85% free throw shooter on the line to cover 4.5. Misses both.
Oh, I mean, you want to talk about misses both fucking free throws.
Oh, Lakers.
I mean dude, man, the Lakers had it in the bag,
bro. The only
bro.
Reason you're in the fucking game because it was a parade to the free throw line.
Yeah.
Oh, well, shit.
It doesn't matter. Fucking make them at the end.
It
like,
does
that's
matter.
Bullshit.
The best team in the league should not go to the free throw line 9 times and a team that's 12-16 goes 30.
Why?
I mean, if you looked at any of those fouls, I saw LeBron James get hacked the whole first half, and there was no fucking call. So I really
all
don't.
Right,
take
all
that.
Right, we're over it. We're over it.
You lose.
France.
Hey, guess who did win though? Fucking Utah. The Pelicans fucking lost.
Doesn't matter. Lakers lost.
I know it doesn't fucking matter.
France, Argentina. That's. I mean, it's.
Can't. What's the line? Is the line out? Do we have a line?
Do we have a fucking line? Yes, we do. France,
ooh,
minus 125. Argentina, even money. That's a good line. You know it's a good you know it's a good final when that's the line.
Give me Argentina plus money. Give me Messi, anytime goal score, and give me a penalty to be given. Those now, are my three bets for the World Cup. See you on Sunday.
Is this footy gump or is this footy thought England should have...
No, this is, it was written in the stars.
Okay. I respect written in the stars.
Let's go.
This is, Messi deserves this. This is how the beautiful game works.
I respect.
This is what happens.
Okay, I respect written in the stars, Gump.
I have a question about the beautiful game for Gumpy here. How does the golden boot work here? Does it go to the, like, person that has the most goals? Does it go to the, has to be the champion? How does this work?
All that matters is whoever has the most goals.
What's the one? There's one that's voted on, right? Golden Boots, most goals, and the other one's best player.
Is there a best player in the tournament?
I thought there might have been. I could be. Let's see here. Player futures, Golden Ball, and nope, just Golden Ball.
I'm curious to see how this line moves, Tony. I wonder what it'll look like come Sunday.
Interested as well. Very, very interested as well. Let's talk a little bit of college bowl games coming up this weekend, starting on Friday. We have the Bahamas Bowl. Line is 10.5, I believe. Let me make sure. Yes, 10.5. UAB, 10.5 point favorites. What do you need to know about this one? UAB just fired their head coach. Okay. The players wanted the interim coach to be the head coach. Moving forward. UAB hired Trent Dilfer. UAB has the nation's leading rusher in Dwayne McBride. Okay.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
What was I going to say? What is UAB is 10th in most rushing, number 2 in yards per rush, 58th ranked rush D for Miami of Ohio. So that's the matchup there. On the other side, Miami of Ohio also runs the ball. They're 87th in yards per rush, but UAB's rush defense is 111th. So which side do you trust there? Gabbard's brother was the quarterback, Miami, Ohio. He's transferring. He's not playing. He's transferring. He's not playing.
What the fuck?
Transfer. Jeez, these guys.
Why can't you just play in the fucking bowl game if you're going to transfer? That's dumb.
They have an offensive guard who's transferring. Miami, Ohio coach, 3-0 ATS in bowl games.
Ooh, I like that.
UAB. A lot of this is like who's hot, who's not coming in. UAB is 1-6 ATS in their last 7 overall, and 0-6 ATS on the road. Who do I like as a team better? I think UAB, but those like on the road and last 7, that's not a good stat.
A lot of bad juju around that team too.
Yeah, I don't know where I want it. 10.5 is a large.
Is Trent bringing his COVID stuff to stop COVID?
He probably will bring that. Hopefully he's bringing his coaching staff from fucking high school, whoever the fuck they were.
Lipscomb Academy.
Never forget when he was pushing. He was the one guy like pushing to draft Tua, and then he came on the show and said, yeah, it could be good in like 5-6 years.
Because he was his QB coach, dude.
So that's that one. Don't know which way I'm going in that one yet. I don't think I know. It's a lot of points. It might be a money line, one team, points, other team situation.
I'll leave that one to Tony. I'm good on that one. I'm more intrigued than the other matchup on Friday.
The 3 p.m. Friday is a really, really, really good one. Okay, we just talked about those teams coming in. UTSA has won 10 in a row.
Me.
Guess how many Troy's won in a row?
0.
10, 11.
10. They both won 10 in a row coming in. Troy, 5-1 ATS in their last 6. UTSA, 4-1 ATS in their last 5. Quarterback Frank Harris for UTSA, coming back for his 7th season.
That's not true. It's
good football.
7th season.
That is not true.
Sometimes
there's no way.
A college quarterback. There's nothing wrong with that.
He has like 40 touchdowns this year.
Know what you are, lad.
Okay, so it's
college quarterback.
It's UTSA's offense that is really, really good. They put up a fuck ton of points versus Troy's defense, who is like top 10 in every single category. Troy also 6-0 ATS on the road.
Don't care.
I know you don't care. I just want to give people all the information. I know you're on the Meep Meeps. I'm most likely going to lean Meep Meeps. Are we leaning offense or defense in these games?
We're leaning fucking 6% of the money is on UTSA as well. We're leaning.
Oh, really? No way.
What about this? Is that spread or
money? Twist my fucking arm, guys.
94% of the money, 70% of the bets.
Christ.
Nobody respects our beloved Meep Meeps. This is bullshit. Let's go.
That one's a really good one. That's going to be a really good one.
55.5 might be low total.
Yeah, that's a. Troy's one of those teams where they're going to fucking hold you, and their offense isn't very good. On the other side, UTSA, this is a game of opposites. Very excited for that one. Cincy and Louisville. Cincy's quarterback's out for the season. Malik Cunningham, Louisville, opting out.
Cincy's starter, though, right? Their backup who's been playing is in?
Yeah, I believe.
See, that's why I kind of lean Cincy here, getting the 1.5.
And then I got Cincy is 1-6-1 ATS in their last 8. They got 2 tight ends and receiver. They're going to the NFL. Centers enter the portal. On the other side, Louisville's top corner is going to the NFL. Won't play. Running back and a receiver. They are not expected to play. I mean, this game is a fucking.
It's just the early.
There's a lot of. I don't know if you're familiar with it. I don't know how big it was in Canada. Bowl confidence polls, where you rank. So say like your favorite team. There's 40 some bowls. And say you love like Oregon State to beat Florida.
Yeah.
You would put them as 43 points. And then if you get that, you get 43 points, and you rank them from 43 to 1. Cincy, Louisville, I think should be the one where you put just 1 point next to it. Like, you, I don't know who the fuck's going to win this game.
Yeah, I'm solely betting this game because it's at 8 a.m. on the West Coast. Yeah.
Speaking of Florida and Oregon State, Florida's... Okay, Anthony Richardson's gone. We know Kitna's gone. They're all SEC offensive linemen going to the draft. They have a linebacker who's going to the draft. They have a receiver that opted out. They got a bunch of transfer portal stuff. The guy who's starting quarterback, actually 4-star coming out to Ohio State, was Stroud's backup last year. Transferred to Florida. I'm not super concerned about the – I'm actually – we'll see what he's got at quarterback, but their defense has been bad, and Oregon State's defense has been good. Feels like they want this one more. They are 10-2 ATS this season. Do I want to lay 10.5? I don't know, but no. As far as winning, Oregon's, though.
Yeah, Oregon State's like Utah. They'll always show up.
I agree.
They'll always show up for a fight. I just don't know. 10.5 is a lot of points to be laying with the Beavs.
A lot. Saturday, Washington State, Fresno State. I believe this line is flipped, potentially. Hayner's playing for Fresno. For Washington State, two receivers are out. Two linebackers are out. One was first-team All-Pac-12. Actually, it's three receivers that won't play. A lot of guys in the portal and not playing for Washington State. It's weird. I thought they had a good year. Fresno. They are 6-2 ATS their last eight. 4-1 ATS their last five against Pac-12. Those Mountain West teams love playing the Pac-12 teams. I will. Fresno is a definite play for me on this one.
Fair play.
Rice and Southern Miss on Saturday.
Good luck.
Rice got in this game. They're 5-7. You're supposed to be 500 to get in bowls. Rice got in this game because they had the best academics of any of the 5-7 teams.
There we go, Rice.
No way that's actually how they do this shit.
It is. They lost three in a row to get in this game and have been outscored 107-17 in those three games. Give me Southern Miss. They've lost three of their last four, but... You lose your last three games, but 107-17. I'm not picking you. SMU and BYU, we've talked about this one a little bit. Jaren Hall, quarterback BYU, hasn't practiced this week because of an injury. They don't know if he's going to go or not. SMU's got a receiver who's got 96 catches and 1,400 yards, but he's out with an injury. I don't know where I'm going to go on this one yet, to be honest with you.
I might take the points with BYU.
Yeah.
I don't love BYU.
I don't love this one either. This one's
barely bet on BYU. I just, some of these games, it just feels like you take the points and see how it lays.
This is low on the confidence ranking too. Saturday night, North Texas and Boise in the Frisco Bowl. Boise's 10.5 point favorites. North Texas's coach was also fired at the end of the season. North Texas has 103.
State had a pretty good year.
Boise?
Yeah, 9-4.
They went undefeated in Mountain West until the championship game. They have a great run game. They're going against 100th ranked North Texas rush defense. I'll lean Boise here, I think.
Yeah.
I think I'll lay it.
I'm gonna lay Boise too, Tom.
I don't mind laying in some of these, to be honest with you.
Dance at some point.
And then Monday, we got the Myrtle Beach Bowl, Marshall and UConn.
So, UConn. UConn plus the points and then a sprinkled money line, of course.
Yeah, they're 7-1 in their last eight overall ATS. Marshall's got a guy at running back. 10.5 is a lot. UConn's definitely the more motivated team, right?
What about the famous Idaho Potato Bowl on Tuesday?
Oh, you want to go Tuesday right now? Eastern Michigan, San Jose State. Eastern Michigan lost by 36 in last year's bowl game. Their coach is 0-4 in bowls. They are 4-0-1 in their last five this season. So they're good going in because San Jose State's 0-6 ATS in their last six overall. I like San Jose State lost by 21 last year. Eastern Michigan lost by 36.
Maybe an over here?
Maybe. I like Toledo and the Boca Raton. We'll go over some of those next week. I got my bull preview fucking. It's done. It's ready.
There you go.
I got all the games ready. They're all prepared.
They spread it out nicely where there's like a game or two each day. You got to respect it.
It is nice, isn't it?
Well done. It's well done.
Very well done.
UCF, Duke money line might be my favorite bet in the military bowl.
All over Duke. We talked about it all over Duke.
Who's playing for Arkansas? Do we know?
KJ's coming back, so I would assume he'd play.
What's his name playing for Kansas, though? Mm-hmm. Kansas has been playing like shit for a long time, though.
Let me see if I can find that one, because I actually have
I love Kansas, but they fell down a slippery slope pretty quick.
Oh. They lost three in a row in six of their last seven.
Yeah, I think I'll ride with the Arkansas boys.
Arkansas lost three of their last four. This one is huge offense over defense game.
Oregon's up to 14.
Told you that yesterday.
I thought it was 12 and a half yesterday.
No, 14. I said two touchdowns.
Jesus.
The
probably over 71 and a half.
The offensive coordinator is leaving UNC to go to Wisconsin. Good for fucking Wisconsin.
Yeah.
UNC's number one receiver has opted out to go to the NFL. But Oregon's OC is leaving, too, to go to Arizona State. Their linebacker is Justin Flo is out. Receiver's out. Cornerback, whose first team all Pac-12, has opted out. 14's a lot.
I feel like Drake May might not play that much.
That would be criminal.
Is that not what you're getting from this line, though? Like, why would it be this fucking absurd?
That doesn't make any sense because he's a
freshman. Like, they were just, UNC was just 7.5-point dogs against Clemson.
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
I don't fucking know.
Is it, like, there has to be something here that we have not found yet.
Let's see here. My highest confidence for winners, Oregon State. I like Fresno, Boise. Let's see here. I like Toledo over Liberty. Western Kentucky's quarterback, who was in the portal, pulled out. He's coming back. And he was good.
I like that. Getting four.
Who else do I like just to win? Like, if we're just talking.
Baylor, I like over Air Force.
Oh, do you? I like. I'm on the other side. ECU. I don't know. Grayson McCall is going to play in the game, I believe. So that's huge.
That Wisconsin Oklahoma State has me in a pretzel.
Yeah, me too. Duke. Ole Miss. I like Ole Miss yeah. a lot. Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
Minnesota.
Florida State at 8 is getting a bit much.
I like Minnesota a lot. Syracuse lost 5 of the last 6. They're on an 0-5 ATS run. They're 2-6 ATS versus teams with a winning record. Offensive coordinator Robert Anai is going to take the OC job at NC State. Defensive coordinator is leaving to go to Nebraska. This is all for Syracuse. And Minnesota. The guy, the snake oil is high right now. He's 5-0 ATS in his last 5 bowl games. I like Minnesota. I love Florida State over Oklahoma. Oklahoma's got a bunch of guys leaving.
That Texas line's shrinking.
Yeah, I'm now on to Maryland, I believe.
Yeah, I love Maryland. UCLA definitely laying against Pitt.
Tennessee's got their top two wide receivers both going to the NFL draft.
I can't. I don't know if I can stomach another bet on Clemson, dude.
I'm taking K-State. I'm telling you. Doing it.
I love Bama.
Okay.
Love Iowa. Like, Iowa and the Music City Bowl just feels right to me.
We'll go through more of these next week. And we'll do all of the Picks Friday picks for these games that are coming up, like, this week. On Friday. Well, there's no game on. We'll do picks Thursday tomorrow for the 11:30 a.m. and UTSA Troy and Miami UAB. We'll do that tomorrow.
There you go.
When Brucey's here. All right.
I'll give you a hint where I'm.
Yeah, I know where you're going. Let's see here. Let's go college basketball night.
All right. Let's go Queens. Get 2.5 at Eastern Tennessee. Queens is 8-2. I like them in this spot. Morehead State getting 5.5 at Georgia Southern. The Duquesne Dukes, yes. Money line at home against DePaul. That's a big game. That should be a very good game. Love Coastal Carolina getting 4.5 at South Dakota. Southeast Missouri getting 3.5 at Arkansas State. And then my last one, I like Maryland money line at home against UCLA. That's a big matchup. Interested in that one.
Okay. Anything NBA tonight, Mitt?
There is a shit ton of NBA tonight, and I got my heart ripped out last night watching the Lakers, so I really only had time for two games. I watched Milwaukee play Golden State. Golden State's going on this long road trip. I'm taking Indiana tonight, -2. Golden State looked horrible last night. We're taking Indiana at home, -2. And then Detroit going into Charlotte. Guess who's playing tonight, Tony?
Who?
Fucking LaMelo Ball is back.
Oh, shit.
Making a return.
Hype game. Hype.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah. We're so back. It's gonna be so fun. I'm pumped. Let's fucking go, Charlotte.
Okay.
There you go. I'll lay 5 with the Raptors at home against the Sacramento Kings. And I will also take the 2.5 with the Cavs going into Dallas, please.
Bruce, how's it feel? Oh, he's not here. It's cold.
Where's he? I think
he's downtown.
Do it, Mitt.
He's downtown.
Do it, Mitt. This is your duty, Mitt. It's your time.
Did he nail it?
I think.
Yeah,
so.
I did. Hey, baby, Mitt.
Sorry, I was away from my mic, but it's a little cold in here. I had to throw my sweatshirt
on. Oh, man!
Sorry, Bruce.
We're here for NHL. Good night last night.
Yeah, we'll be quick. These games stink. I really, honestly, didn't want to pick anything, but I only came in here. I came in here because we had a great night last night, Gumpy. We go 7-2. We got to come back to the plate. We don't just give up.
Guess what lost?
Oh boy.
The 6-team dogs that were 250 or more greater odds, they all lost.
Wait, I didn't hit?
No upsets. There was no upsets last night. They all won.
Dude, fucking UMass Lowell was leading. The other team did not lead until overtime.
That's where, was UMass Lowell a dog?
Nope.
I think Vegas technically was a dog, but you didn't take them.
No, they weren't big enough dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to take the
thing. All right, let's go tonight. Right? Which game do you like? Which game are you
taking? Not touching Montreal, Ottawa. Okay. No thanks. Ooh. Although Cam Talbot.
The battle in the capital.
If Cam Talbot is going for Ottawa, can we? Yeah, I don't know if you can confirm that, Gumpy. He's 6-2-1.
Nobody fucking knows. Hey,
Montreal with 3 shutouts.
I've been lied to all week.
All week we've been getting lied to about these goaltenders.
We have.
I lost money because I thought Griezmann wasn't.
We've been lied to.
Toronto for a goddamn shutout.
It's a damn travesty, and I won't stand for it anymore. Cam Talbot is likely, so who the hell knows? Game I do like something on. Detroit, who got shut out last night.
Losers!
Is taking on Minnesota. Minnesota's playing better lately. They've given up just one goal in the last two games. They blanked the Cougars on Saturday, and they beat the Oilers on Monday. I think it was against them on Monday and lost there. I won't do that this time. I will take Minnesota 60-minute money line. They've won 8 of their last 11.
Okay. Is that it?
And then Calgary.
Coovers, Calgary. Okay.
I'll take Calgary.
You take anything?
Coovers, money line +160. Calgary in the saddle dome, brother.
Calgary, it's either their offense stinks and then their goaltending is good, or their goaltending stinks and their offense is good. And now it seems to be the inverse. The goaltending is good right now and they can't score.
That happens.
You just know with the Coovers, their defense stinks. They're always going to score at least 6 goals.
That's why I'm going with Calgary.
Okay.
Maybe over 6.5 there.
Maybe. All right. We'll be back tomorrow. Sunday Night Football. We'll do picks for Friday. Sunday Night Football. Sorry. Thursday Night Football. Thursday Night Football. We'll be back.
What, are you in a hurry?
Yeah. All right. Good luck.
Oh, he just hit the panic button.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer. Done.